Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center presents Doc Talk, an informative health series educating our community on the services provided at Peace Health. We will begin with our host, George Henry, after these messages.
With flu season just around the corner, now is the prime time to schedule your annual flu shot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommend that everyone aged 6 months and older, and especially older adults, get vaccinated against the flu. Peace Health Medical Group in Florence has adult and pediatric flu shots available. Call 541-997-7134 to make an appointment for your flu shot today. It only takes a minute and helps protect you, your family, and the community this flu season. So call 541-997-7134 today.
I am a two-time breast cancer survivor and a big believer in mammograms. I do think they are very important. As a cancer survivor, the journey can be very difficult. But with the right people by your side, anything is possible.
At Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center, you have access to advanced technology and mammogram screenings with enhancements to ensure your comfort. Request your appointment today at peacehealth.org/yes-mamma because beating cancer is our mission.
On this edition of Doc Talk, joining me in studio is Sarah Flores. She's a nurse practitioner over at the walk-in clinic at Peace Harbor Hospital. And Sarah, you've done one of these before.
Yes, I have.
But still, let's just kind of give a little background for you and let people know a little bit about who you are and how you got to this point. Medical career path, how did you choose that?
I started out as a emergency room nurse back in 2006. So I've been doing this for a really long time, seems like. That was when I was living in Texas. So I worked in an emergency room in downtown Dallas. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That had to be hectic.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Stressful?
Very, very, yes.
How do you deal? We can't ask a general question, but how do you deal with the stress of situations like that? I mean, obviously, you know, there's probably a propensity or probably a tendency to want to get off work and just go crazy.
It's hard. You have to kind of compartmentalize sometime. It's hard not to get upset when you see stuff. It definitely takes a toll on you. You have to kind of separate work and life and sort of leave it at the door so that you don't take it home, because that makes it harder for your family. Because sometimes it's, I mean, they just don't understand, which is completely and totally understandable that they wouldn't. But yeah, we have to be strong for our patients and not try to let that stress overcome us. And so we've had, I mean, I've seen some pretty horrible things. I've seen some really amazing things in, you know, people coming together and helping each other. And I've also seen like the worst possible things ever. So, and you know, from those things, you know, good outcomes sometimes come as well. So you just have to kind of look for the good and know that people, oftentimes when they're upset or angry or frustrated, it's because they feel like they can't do anything or they want answers. And so I just try to remember that when people are getting upset and angry, because I understand that when we're frustrated, we don't know. We don't know the answer. We don't know what's happening. We don't feel good, or our loved one doesn't feel good. That makes us worried. And so sometimes we lash out when that happens. And so that definitely happened a lot when I was working in the emergency room.
So you're not always seeing a true representation of who that person is because of the stressful situation that they're dealing with.
Exactly.
And I imagine that just mounts and mounts. So the stress that started with them or the emergency situation, then the family matters, and it gets to the emergency room, and then what the doctors have to tell them, it just kind of...
Right. Yeah, it just kind of gets worse and worse. So, yeah. I just kind of try to take it and understand that there's a reason why people get upset. Most of the time it's because they don't feel well or because they don't have enough information, which is huge. Sometimes people just need more information. And so, yeah.
Was that one of the reasons why you wanted to move forward in your career, so that you could be part of that solution process?
Actually, yes. Because when I was working in the emergency room, I felt like the care that people were being given was not the best. And I felt like I could give better care than that.
Well, and there's always that limitation you have. It's like you may know something about a situation, but you're limited by your education field. And especially in the medical community, I can't say this.
Right.
And the doctor's not saying this.
Right.
You know, so you want to help.
Yeah, I'm limited by my license. So as a registered nurse, I was limited, even though I know what's going on. Even though I actually, as a nurse, I'm supposed to know what's going on with you because I have to know your symptoms. I have to know what to look out for. So I know what's happening and I know what we're going to do for you, but I can't really make that call.
And you can't say I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night either, right?
That's kind of what it just doesn't work that way anymore.
No. And really, I imagine it has changed over the decades, you know, from what I guess a lot of liability issues are up there. And that's why, you know, one of the reasons why I can't say this,
even though
you may want to.
Yeah, definitely. Liability became a big issue. Yeah. And then Internet, of course, made things a little bit more complicated at times.
I can understand that. Oh, I'll just ask Google what my problems are and how to solve them.
But you know what? To be honest, I like when patients are well informed. I mean, other doctors, maybe not so much, but I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. But when we get onto the Internet and start scaring ourselves, then maybe not so. You know, it's better to talk to somebody who has a little bit of knowledge, just because you never know what you're getting, whether it's a website that's based on truth or just like somebody's, you know, thoughts about the matter. So, you know, but reputable websites are okay. And it's not a bad thing to be informed or know what you're walking into.
Right. So. Absolutely. So from Texas to straight to here, or did you take a
I worked a couple of places in Texas. I worked in Dallas. I worked in a small city in the panhandle, Lubbock, when my husband was in graduate school. So mostly in the emergency room. I worked in a surgery center. I worked a couple of different places in Texas. But then, yeah, moved to Oregon.
Never made it to Abilene or
no, no, we kind of skipped over Abilene.
There used to be a song, I don't know, it was Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. I've been through Abilene. I wasn't really impressed.
It's not the prettiest town you've ever seen.
So you made it to Oregon, and you've been working with Peace Harbor for how long?
It'll be a year in December, amazingly.
Wow.
Can't believe it. It's gone by really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you here.
Yeah.
I didn't tell everybody when we started off, but you know, Sarah's also my primary care provider, so it's a little strange seeing her in this setting. You know, I guess, you know, I get to put a little stress on you today instead of the other way around. All right, we're talking with Sarah Flores. She's a nurse practitioner at Peace Harbor, the walk-in clinic, and we'll be back with more on this edition of Doc Talk. With flu season just around the corner, now is the prime time to schedule your annual flu shot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommend that everyone aged 6 months and older, and especially older adults, get vaccinated against the flu. Peace Health Medical Group in Florence has adult and pediatric flu shots available. Call 541-997-7134 to make an appointment for your flu shot today. It only takes a minute and helps protect you, your family, and the community this flu season. So call 541-997-7134 today.
I am a two-time breast cancer survivor and a big believer in mammograms. I do think they are very important. As a cancer survivor, the journey can be very difficult. But with the right people by your side, anything is possible.
At Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center, you have access to advanced technology and mammogram screenings with enhancements to ensure your comfort. Request your appointment today at peacehealth.org/yes-mamma because beating cancer is our mission.
As I mentioned, Sarah Flores is my primary care provider, and had a chance to sit down with her on some more professional levels than this. This is sort of a nice little break from doing that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the care that is provided at the clinic there before we get into some of the other things that are going on there.
Sure.
You had mentioned, and I don't know if maybe I'll have to cut this out, but you had mentioned that sometimes there may only be one provider at a time there in the facility.
Yeah.
That must be a little difficult.
As of lately, that's been happening just because of staffing difficulties. But actually, we are in the midst right now of credentialing some people to come in to provide relief. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we just had people out on maternity, paternity leave, and then just it's sometimes difficult with staffing here. So
One of the things I really like that's happened, and I don't know if this was all came out of COVID or was in the works before that, but with My Peace Health, you know, when a patient signs up for that, I mean, I've been able to communicate with you or someone in the clinic one-on-one
right.
without an appointment if I had an issue or something like that.
Right.
How did that evolve? Is that more out of COVID? Or
no, actually, I believe it was in place before COVID. Almost all major hospital systems have gone to an online type of patient portal. It's just an easier way to get lab results and communicate with patients. Because we found that a lot of patients weren't answering the phones or, you know, opening their mail. I mean, I'm guilty. I never open my mail. So, I mean, it was just, they found that it was just a simpler way, just with the age of social media and the things that were going on at most major hospital systems. That's how they do it. So, yeah, that's been going on for a little bit. But, yeah, it's been amazing, especially for us, because our phone system tends to get clogged so easily and it kind of takes a while to get through. So I tell my patients to just send me a message if they can, and that we'll usually get back to them within a few days. So, yeah.
Well, it's nice because it's also a verified resource.
Right.
You know, you were talking about going online and checking online for things
right.
when you can ask that same question to your primary care provider.
Exactly, yeah.
And get valid, valid information.
Yeah. Or we – sometimes if we if you write in with a complaint of something that's going on and we're not sure if you need to be seen right away, they will send the message to one of our triage nurses and they will look over it. Kind of see what's going on, maybe give you a call, talk to you about it, decide, do you need to be seen right now? Do you need to be seen urgently in the emergency room and things like that? So all the messages are seen. None of them get ignored. I know sometimes it feels like that just because it may take a day or two for people to answer them. If you can imagine, you know, our panel sizes. So I work walk-in clinic, but I also work the primary care side. And so our panel sizes are, you know, thousands of people. And so we get tons and tons of messages, which is great, but sometimes it takes a little bit to go through them. So we do say, you know, if you're going to write in and you think it's something urgent, you need to maybe give us a call or come by the emergency room if you think it's something that's incredibly urgent.
Well, so. And you also mentioned the fact that, you know, getting test results and things like that.
Yes.
But I don't know if maybe I become more of a pain patient, like you were talking about, people that are informed, because, you know, I get my test results and all of a sudden I start going, okay, what does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean? You know, how does this affect me? You know, go on that.
Right.
And then,
it's okay.
You know, I guess it's helped because it's made me more aware
yeah.
of what's really going on.
Absolutely.
You know, versus someone just saying, well, I'm, you know, without you seeing they just said, well, this is what's, you know, and
right.
makes you feel a little better.
It's absolutely fine. I mean, and it's amazing here how fast labs and diagnostic tests come back.
Oh.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
When I lived in Dallas, we would be lucky to get an x-ray of your foot back in a week. And same with labs. Labs, 3 days, 4 or 5 minimum. I mean, crazy.
Well, I mean, part of that's probably because I think there's more people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area than
of
there is
course.
In the whole state
yeah.
of Oregon.
Exactly.
Much, yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, it's very nice here that you can get the stuff so quickly. And yeah, sometimes the patients see the stuff before I can even get to it. I mean, it happens a lot because I'm in seeing a patient and then I already got my lab results back. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was really fast. So yeah, no, and I think it's good. I think it's, you know, when people go and look and they say, oh yeah, I noticed this. I noticed this was low and yeah, okay, this is what it means. Because sometimes you look it up and it's a little complicated what you're reading. So at that point, it's like, okay, well, yeah, maybe we should talk to the doctor and see what's happening and see what it actually means. What does this, you know, level mean? What does that actually mean when it's high or low? Because sometimes you have levels and values that come back slightly elevated or slightly low. And typically those we kind of we'll watch it. If you're having horrible symptoms, then that's a little different. But if you're asymptomatic, we generally kind of just leave those alone and we might repeat it a little bit later down the line and just make sure that it's not happening or trending upward or trending downward. So I usually tell people not to panic when they see stuff like that, just because unless there is something physically going on, we don't get concerned. And that's one thing that gets a little bit like when you see these labs and you start, oh my gosh, I had this low thing. Well, yeah, okay, but let's talk about why it's low. So, and that takes some time sometimes to get to the patient and explain it. But yeah.
Well, what's interesting is having gone through my ordeal that I went through, you know, at first it was panic and disbelief, you know, and then after speaking with you and Dr. Hassan, I mean, everything just kind of started mellowing out, started saying, okay, what's the real picture here?
Right.
You told me to do this. He told me to do that. Okay, I'm doing that. I'm going to take care of that. And then you just go and you just make things happen. And I guess that's the nice thing about having, you know, a primary care provider in that position is because, you know, you can build that relationship and then you can build that trust.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you have basically two entities within that building there. You have the walk-in clinic aspect of it. You have the primary care provider aspect of that. Pretty much anything you would do in a regular doctor's office can be done in the primary care provider side. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we see pretty much anything and everything at the walk-in clinic. If it's something that potentially needs to be seen to the ER, the triage nurses will triage that person. So somebody comes with chest pain, shortness of breath, things like that, that we think that them waiting a long time could be detrimental, then the triage nurse will triage those people. If it's, you know, kind of generalized, you know, earache or cough, cold, those kind of things, then, you know, that's okay. Those people can generally wait for a little bit. But yeah, they will pick out the things that are potentially emergent situations and kind of talk to them, get a little bit more information, what's really going on, and then they will come to us and talk to one of us, one of the providers, about the patient, say, here's what's happening, do you think they can wait, or is this something that needs to go over to the emergency room right now? And so we try to make sure that we get the patients where they need to go so that people are not just sitting around waiting for a long time and it turns out they had something really, really bad going on. So, but yeah, and then, you know, I mean, and we see people for everything. I've got people who come in for medication refills. I have people who come in, you know, with a cold or abdominal pain. And so, yeah, we can do pretty much anything that comes through the door.
How are you dealing with COVID right now? How is that? Is it something that you're seeing people for, or is that...
Yeah, so we still see people who are COVID positive. So, and they can't be seen in the primary side just because we don't want to get the spread of COVID over there. And they generally do not want people who have COVID-like symptoms to go over into the primary care building or primary side. So we generally will see those people in the walk-in clinic. We may come to your room dressed kind of like in all of
full
our protective gear.
Yeah.
So if we come in with a gown and, you know, goggles and all the whole nine yards, that's why. It's to just to kind of try to keep the spread of infection. And then the other thing we were doing, and they're doing this everywhere around the country, this is not just for us, is that we were asking people to wait either in their car or to go home and wait. And some of that is because of the spread of infection from waiting rooms, but also because if we know it's going to be a little bit till someone's seen, they might as well go home and, you know, be comfortable in their home while they're waiting. And then we give them a call and say, okay, you know, you can come back up. And that's everywhere you go. If you go to a major city, that's how they work their emergencies and their urgent cares now.
Well, I was kind of curious, too, because over, you know, since, you know, March, you know, of this year, everybody's changed the reporting. Now, Lane County's changed their reporting. Oregon Health Authority has changed their reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like, I don't want to say this because I don't mean this to be detrimental to them, but it's almost like, well, if we ignore it, it'll go away. And you're not really hearing about, you know, the high level of COVID that's in Lane County.
Right, yeah.
You know, unless you're someone like me who's searching every little nick cranny you can find for it.
Yeah, I mean, we're still seeing COVID positive cases. It's still there. I agree. We're not hearing as much about it anywhere all over. I feel like it's kind of been swept under the rug.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're still seeing COVID positive people. And I do have people who come through the door who have kind of, it's like, yeah, I kind of forgot about it. Like, I'm like, well, I'm going to go ahead and swab you for COVID. Oh, yeah. Like, COVID. Yeah, I forgot about that. Like, yeah, it's still, unfortunately, it's still a thing. So, yeah.
Have you got any information on the new vaccines as to whether you will have some of those availability at some point?
I think that they will eventually, but we haven't at this moment.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that the supplies are very limited right now.
Yeah,
so
I don't think we have gotten that far yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Sarah Flores. She's a nurse practitioner at the walk-in clinic. She's also a primary care provider over at Peace Harbor there. And we'll be back with more on this edition of Doc Talk. With flu season just around the corner, now is the prime time to schedule your annual flu shot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommend that everyone aged 6 months and older, and especially older adults, get vaccinated against the flu. Peace Health Medical Group in Florence has adult and pediatric flu shots available. Call 541-997-7134 to make an appointment for your flu shot today. It only takes a minute and helps protect you, your family, and the community this flu season. So call 541-997-7134 today.
I am a two-time breast cancer survivor and a big believer in mammograms. I do think they are very important. As a cancer survivor, the journey can be very difficult. But with the right people by your side, anything is possible.
At Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center, you have access to advanced technology and mammogram screenings with enhancements to ensure your comfort. Request your appointment today at peacehealth.org/yes-mama because beating cancer is our mission.
On this edition of Doc Talk, I'm speaking with Sarah Flores. She is a nurse practitioner at Peace Harbor Medical Center, the walk-in clinic and a primary care provider. Now, let's talk about one of the things that's probably tough to talk about is the level of volume that's been experienced at the walk-in clinic in particular.
Yeah.
How is that, you know, how is that affecting people?
So we have had some people who've been upset, which is unfortunate. We don't want that at all. Obviously, we want to try to see as many people as physically possible. We recommend, because with the walk-in clinic, you can't make an appointment. It is literally first come, first serve. And so we recommend that you get there as early as possible. During the week, it opens at 7. So, and we go till about 5 or 6, depending on how many providers that we have. And so, I mean, we recommend that you almost even get there at about 6:45 on those days, because we have the list. We will start building a list of patients that we can see. And then some of people have probably been by and seen a sign on the door that says we've hit capacity for the day. And what that means is that based on the number of people that we have seeing patients, there's just physically not enough time left in the time that we're there and the staff that we have to be able to see any more patients. And so it's not, and it looks odd because you come in and there's nobody sitting in the waiting room, but that's because we've sent people to their homes or into their cars so that they can be comfortable. But we literally have a list of 15, 20 people that's sitting there waiting to be called to be brought back in. So, and we have to build, we start building that list, and then, and I will pull people from when I'm working primary, sometimes I'll pull people off the walk-in list. So sometimes we were able to open that list up during the day, but it's just however many people we can see. And like I was telling you earlier, sometimes it just kind of depends on the complaints of people. You know, if somebody walks in who just has an earache, that will take me, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes to go in, talk to them, see what's going on, take a peek at their ear, prescribe them something, and then they're gone. As opposed to somebody who's older, who has, you know, a couple of chronic medical conditions, who, you know, needs lab work, who needs testing, who, you know, their vital signs are not so great. So we need to talk about what's happening, you know, get some history. That's going to take me a little bit longer because I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to just skimp on their care to try to get to the next person. You know, I don't think that's right. So I want to make sure that we get all that they need. And so that's going to take me a little bit longer. So it's not like in appointment times where, you know, oh, you have 30 minutes or you have 15 minutes per slot. You know, we kind of have to take the time that we need, but also try to get to the next person. So, yeah, it can be difficult.
Now, obviously, everyone, when they're feeling sick, feels like they need to go see the doctor. They need to go do something. Are there some of those things that people should be aware of that maybe aren't, you know, so hypercritical that they can, you know, maybe make the call instead of making the visit? I mean, are there some things? I mean, obviously, you know, an earache, you don't know what's going on. You want to get that checked out or something like that. But sometimes a cough.
Yeah.
Or a cold is maybe it's, not as necessary to go
it's
in.
It's so hard right now with COVID because if you look at the list for COVID, it's like, geez.
Yep, yeah, that's a
symptom. I woke up with a headache this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've got COVID. But yeah, I mean, the best thing that I would recommend people to do if they're worried about something that's going on with them, is to reach out to their primary, because their primary's MA or a nurse. Somebody will answer them back and say, I really think that you need to come to the walk-in, or your primary says, you know what, just do this and that will help, or I can send you in this, or, oh, no, you need to go to the emergency room. Oftentimes that is a way to kind of get that answered. Or you can come into the walk-in. We absolutely encourage that, or go over to the emergency room. You know, and then there is another urgent care here, but it's the hours are kind of loose, and you know, they're open some days and then other days are not. It's not called Nova anymore now. The one just right over here. I can't remember what it's called now. But yeah, sometimes if you're just kind of unsure, do I need to be seen or is it something, I would just send them a message or give them a call and talk to them. We're willing to always answer those kind of questions.
And again, you said that 7 o'clock it was when it opens.
Mm-hmm.
If you do fill up in a day, is that usually, do you usually have the list complete like by 10 o'clock or something?
Sometimes,
like that?
Yeah, sometimes really we busy. Do. Yeah. I mean, really busy days. So, you know, after a holiday, it tends to be busy. So today would probably be a very busy day because yesterday was a holiday. Mondays are going to always be pretty busy. So that's, I mean, but that shouldn't discourage people from coming. If you feel like you need to be seen by a doctor, then you should come and try to be seen by a doctor. I mean, we always encourage that. But yeah, and we try to slide people into different places and other people's schedules if we can. But yeah, sometimes it's harder if you don't feel well, like, oh man, I gotta wake up at 6:45 or 7 and try to go over to walk-in clinic. But yeah, unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at right now with the way the system works, to try to get people on the list. And we have had some people who've come in kind of midday, and we sort of kind of found out what their complaint was and tried to find a place for them. So that does happen sometimes, but it can be hard. So we do recommend trying to come in as early as possible if you need to be seen at the clinic.
All right. Sounds like a good thing to do. Be proactive.
Yeah.
Get in there early. Anything else you want to touch on before we say goodbye for the day?
I don't think so. Just that we really appreciate the community. We know that it's frustrating. We know that it's been frustrating. That we're really working diligently to get more providers, which we do have. We have a few, actually, that are in the middle of credentialing right now. So as soon as that's done, we're going to have more relief. So hopefully we won't have to do that, or we have to do a capacity.
And I imagine summertime's worse than,
yes,
right?
Because absolutely.
All the visitors and
absolutely,
all the tourists,
yeah,
come down.
Yeah, because you have tourists who don't have a doctor, and so they have no one to go to. And so they're going to come to us in the walk-in. So, yeah, absolutely, it does. And you get more injuries during the summer because people are spending more time outside. So, yeah, for sure, the amount of people is going to definitely pick up. So it'll kind of lull a little bit more.
Right, yeah, it'll wane as we go into the
right,
fall and winter.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Sarah Flores, thank you for stopping in today. And good information there. And appreciate all you do, even for me.
Yeah.
I do. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to Doc Talk, presented by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. For more information on the program and services provided, visit peacehealth.org.